forecasters are expecting no let-up in the nation's real estate boom. And existing home sales figures are expected to reinforce that when the numbers are released tomorrow. A growing share of home buyers are investors. NPR's Jack Spear reports that in some hot markets, the real estate auction is becoming the place to purchase additional properties.
In Fredericksburg, Virginia, a town 50 miles southwest of Washington, D.C., several dozen people are gathered on the front lawn of a split-level single-family home. It's a Saturday, and many are dressed in blue jeans and T-shirts. But a lot of these people aren't looking for a place to call home. They are investors looking to buy a property and sell it, hopefully at a profit. As auctioneer Charles Nichols exhorts the crowd, his son John and several other employees circulate amongst the bidders. Auctions still make up a tiny fraction of the $1.6 trillion U.S. real estate market, but their use is growing. The National Auctioneers Association, an industry trade group, estimates sales revenues from residential real estate auctions in the U.S. last year grew 14% from 2003. John Nichols says auctions provide sellers benefits the traditional sales route doesn't.
Well, the auction method of marketing has definitely come of age. People are starting to realize that you're seeing a maximization of profits through competitive bidding.
Unlike a traditional real estate sale, where it's the seller who pays a real estate agent a commission, at an auction, it's the buyer who pays. In this case, in the form of a 10% buyer's premium added to the final sales price. Julian Timmons and his wife were the winning bidders for a three-bedroom townhouse in Fredericksburg, the first auction of the day. Timmons owns a townhouse right next door and has been buying property for 5 years now. He's heard all the talk about a real estate bubble, but he isn't worried yet.
It's very possible that we're getting close to that bubble, but I still feel with the economy the way it is, interest rates are going up and down, fluctuating a little bit, that we're probably still 3 to 5 years from that bubble.
For sellers, the benefits of the auction are pretty obvious, but even many buyers, despite the premium, say an auction allows them to gain title quickly. All sales must close within 30 days, and in hot housing markets like the Washington, D.C. area, that can be a big benefit. Christopher Angstad is the seller of the properties at the Fredericksburg auction. He says many people still have the wrong impression about how the process works.
I think they're still under the mindset of the old sheriff sale auctions, foreclosure auctions, where they come out and really steal a house, you know, get a real good deal. We do sell them for great prices, but you're not going to come out here and steal one, especially when it's been redone.
And the downside of buying at auction? Well, buyers need to have a clear price in mind, otherwise they can overpay. Chris Mayer is director of the Milstein Center for Real Estate at Columbia Business School.
Buyers have to really be careful to avoid the tendency to get carried away, because when everybody's kind of submitting bids, your tendency is to really push your bid as high as possible to win the auction, and that can be dangerous.
Still, for those who can bid strategically, auctions can be attractive. Since prices have escalated so rapidly in many regions, auction buyers haven't yet suffered as a result of their impulse to buy. The fact the real estate boom isn't letting up has also meant more work for auctioneers like John Nichols.
Our business, compared to this point last year, is probably up about 60%. So very busy. Could always be busier. Are never satisfied, always trying to do better, but just trying to keep selling properties.
Many of those attending the Fredericksburg auction say it's getting tougher to find a house they can make money on, but they say they're not deterred. Several said they plan to be back at the next auction. Jack Spear, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.